You're listening to SBS News.
Stand up, fight back! What
would
it is? Stand up, fight back!
It was the call to action that couldn't be ignored.
Women need to be safe in this great big house. Women need to be safe all around Australia.
Tens of thousands of Australians coming together across the country demanding an end to sexism, misogyny, workplace abuse and domestic violence. In a speech to the National Women's Summit today, the Prime Minister acknowledged more needs to be done.
Not a new problem. And it's not a simple problem. But Australia does have a problem. While much has changed over the years, too much has stayed the same.
Scott Morrison recounted some of the letters he's received from hundreds of women about their confronting personal experiences.
Through all the letters and emails, I felt that rage, the dread, and the frustration that our culture was not changing.
But his words rang hollow for some. Australian of the Year Grace Tame, a survivor of sexual assault, tweeting, "Scott has just finished his opening address in which he appropriated private disclosures from survivors to leverage his own image." She also said, "Gee, I bet it felt good to get that out." That's a reference to the phrase Ms. Tame says was used by the Prime Minister after her Australian of the Year acceptance speech in January. Scott Morrison also referenced the incident that triggered nationwide protests.
Too many Australian women do not feel safe, and too often they are not safe, and that is not okay. Here in this place, even this place, where I speak to you from today, are not always safe. And what started as a conversation about long-standing and serious failings in this very workplace, in this Parliament House, turned into a conversation necessarily about women's experiences everywhere.
Brittany Higgins also took to social media, joining Grace Tame in her criticisms, writing, "While I respect the Prime Minister's ambitious spirit, I just can't match this government's actions with the platitudes and warm sentiments they're all extending." These actions include the passing of the Respect at Work Bill. But opposition leader Anthony Albanese says it doesn't go far enough.
Last week was very disappointing that the government didn't adopt fully the recommendations of the Respect at Work report. That report by Commissioner Jenkins was a good one.
The government had adopted just 6 of the 55 recommendations from the report into workplace harassment. The most notable recommendation missing was a positive duty on employers to create a safe workspace and prevent harassment. Anthony Albanese again.
I would encourage the government to go back and reconsider the Respect at Work report. This is a scourge on society, and we need to do much better when it comes to ensuring women can feel safe in the workplace and in the home.
The summit will help inform a new national plan to reduce violence against women. The one in place now was devised under the Gillard government 12 years ago and expires next year. Advocates, including Professor Marsha Langdon, are calling for greater community consultation and more ambitious targets in areas where outcomes for some women have actually become worse.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women are 11 times more likely to die as a result of family and domestic violence assaults, 11 times greater, and 32 times more likely to be hospitalised. The national plan and its iterations has led to unintended consequences in our communities and in our populations. The national plan does not work for us. I'll say it again. The national plan does not work for us.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner June Oscar is calling for a separate approach for Indigenous women.
It is evidence that Indigenous women require a stand-alone plan, not to be just tagged on or added on. They want their own national action plan. Australia has never had one for First Nations women, ever. So we have always experienced being an afterthought, an add-on, or a LinkedIn measure.
Now will come the difficult task of turning words into action. Krishani Danji, SBS News.